I'm meteorologist John Loftman for AM 930 WEOL.
It's 63 degrees on WEOL.
I'm Bruce Van Dyke. I don't know this thing. Where'd that come
from? I'm Craig Adams. Where'd it come from? It came from the past.
All right. It is 8:14 at WEOL, and this portion of our program brought to you by Orthopedic Associates, and we are joined on the line by their board-certified orthopedic surgeon who specializes in hands. Craig, we have with us Dr. Mehran Eliadorani. Good morning, Dr. E. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Bruce and Craig. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, we want to talk this morning about the hand. It's one of those things that everybody takes for granted until some injury takes place and things that happen that they got to get it back to full functioning. As an orthopedic specialist for hands, what are, I guess, some of the most common reasons people end up coming to you?
Well, they either come for reasons that are out of their control, such as fractures that sustained in sports or trauma that's sustained in around the home, or they come in for conditions that develop over time, such as carpal tunnel or trigger fingers or repetitive things such as tendonitis and arthritis.
There seems to be terms for a lot of these repetitive ones, especially related to sports. Depending on what sports you're in, there's an injury to your hand, I guess, that can occur. But let's talk maybe some of the common sports hand injuries. Where are they bruising? Are they from overuse, from just accidents?
In sports, like this time of year, obviously in August, all the kids are going back to their two-a-days and their training. So right now we're getting mostly fractures. We're getting kids who are just getting out on the football field for the first time, and we're getting wrist fractures and forearm fractures. Some shoulder injuries when they land on their shoulders, some separated shoulders. That's the probably most common thing in August. But as we move through the year and the different sports come, our different injuries occur. So like volleyball, we get a lot of finger injuries. Basketball, we get a lot of ankle injuries. Soccer, we have a lot of knee injuries. So really, it becomes pretty cyclical which time of year it is and which injuries you tend to get.
Doctor, with a fracture, let's say you've got a forearm problem. Common in football, you think maybe it's a bad deep bruise. When do you know or when should you have it checked out that it could be something more?
Usually pain is a good indicator. Kids who get injured tend to actually remember hearing a crack or hearing something too. And so when you feel that crack, and the kids tend to have an idea when that occurs, that in combination with swelling and pain usually is enough to bring them in. And we're fortunate enough, to have the ability to use X-ray and MRIs in some instances to really make that delineation very clear for the kids, because the kids' ultimate goal is to get back to that activity and function in activity their best ability, and so we try to get them there.
When dealing with the hand, is there one unlucky digit? Is there one that seems to bear the brunt of our abuse, or at least be more accident prone?
Yeah, in ball sports, it tends to be either the thumb or the fifth finger, and I think that's probably because those fingers are unfortunately on the ends of the hand, so they take the brunt of it. So the thumb, in the case of a ligamentous injuries, is clearly the most common, where you get your thumb pulled back, whether you fall or have a ball come off you. The fifth finger just happens to be on the end, and so that tends to dislocate the most because it gets caught behind you and goes out to the side. So I think those, unfortunately, are the ones that get the brunt of it, mostly because they're on the end.
Doctor, we received an email, and the person writes, I have a high school volleyball player who uses her hands a lot in her sport, but she's always cracking her knuckles. Is this bad for her joints, and is it true it could lead to arthritis later?
That's intriguing. It's funny. We get that comment a lot. There hasn't been anything shown in the literature whatsoever that any cracking of the knuckles leads to arthritis. It might be whether in the hand or in the neck or in the back. What happens is when you pull on a finger, the joint pressure within that capsule goes down, and that causes carbon dioxide bubbles to release. And that makes that helps make that popping noise you hear. But there's been no studies to show that it causes arthritis. In fact, there was a doctor about 14 years ago that did his own little study on himself where he cracked one of his hands for 50 years. And the other hand he never cracked because he got that question asked early in his start, and he stated there was no change in his hands.
Wow.
But there's been nothing to prove it.
That's dedication
thing.
Right there.
Well, okay,
that is some dedication.
Yeah, but there's sometimes an involuntary cracking of it. In other words, you're compelled to do it for some reason. He must have real good willpower, not be able to do one hand and not the other. And speaking of hands for you, you got left hand or right hand, obviously sort of a mirror of each other. Is one easier for you to operate on or deal with just on the way things are presented in the body?
No, they're fortunately very similar. When we operate on them, we usually operate from the inside of on the inside of somebody's frame when we're operating them. So let's say if they have their arm out to the side, we're usually on their armpit side. So if you're right-handed, obviously you tend to be more probably comfortable on the right side. But I don't think I've ever noticed a difference in operating one or the other. Interestingly enough, most people injure in traumatic situations their non-dominant hand because that's the holder hand for the activities they do. So, for example, if you're cutting a board, you tend to use your left hand, which is assuming you're right-handed, to hold the board, and that tends to be in a more vulnerable position than your actual dominant hand.
It's not the one holding the sharp object, in other words, or something.
Exactly. It's the one that's getting it.
Right, exactly. We mentioned earlier a little bit about carpal tunnel, and this is one of those. Kind of explain what that is. It involves, I guess, the ligaments that run through the wrist or something to that effect?
That's correct, yeah. Bruce, that's the median nerve, which is the nerve that provides the sensation to the thumb, index, middle, and part of the ring finger, runs through a little canal, which is known as the carpal tunnel, right at the level of the base of your wrist. And that nerve runs on top of 9 tendons that go to the finger and the thumbs that help you flex those fingers. And what happens is the nerve is sitting on top of that canal, and as the pressure in there builds, that nerve gets squeezed up against the transverse carpal ligament, which is the roof, so to speak, of that room. And so when it gets squeezed, you get symptoms such as numbness and tingling, and those things tend to occur when people are doing activities such as typing, driving, reading a book, holding their arm out, and that's where they get that antsy feeling and numbness feeling, which most of the time we can treat conservatively with changing their modifying their activities and such, but sometimes it gets past that point where we actually need to release that ligament to make more room for that nerve so it doesn't get squeezed anymore.
Can any of these injuries or any of these issues be overcome or relieved by building up muscle in that area?
Yeah, especially in regards to joint issues. Building up the muscles around the joint gives stability to that joint. So people who have laxity of their knees, let's say, or an ACL injury, if you build out the muscles in around that knee, it helps support the knee so the ligaments have less stress on them. So there's no doubt that being fit, having a balanced muscle structure, in the joint involved definitely helps.
Our guest today is speaking with us this morning, orthopedic surgeon, specializes in hands and upper extremities, because it's, your hand is connected to your wrist, the elbow, arm,
that's
works
right.
Your way up to the shoulder. So if someone says they have pain here, many times it could be actually coming from somewhere else, but it all works together to function, and we need to do our best to take care of them. If people want to find out more, Dr. E, about what you do or how to get information or contact you folks, what's a good way to do that?
They can reach us at 440-892-1440, and we are online at www.oaidocs.com.
That sounds great, and get some good information there as well so people can know what the problem might be, but always get somebody to take a look at it. Dr. E, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Bruce and Craig. Appreciate it.